A suspicious substance has been found in a letter sent to President Obama. A second letter sent to a Senate member is also being tested. Yesterday, Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker received a letter laced with the substance ricin. We'll have the latest out of Washington in a few minutes. But first, to Boston. The AP reports that investigators have found a lid of one of the pressure cooker bombs used during the Boston Marathon on the roof of a nearby building. The FBI is also looking at pictures, one from WHDH-TV that appears to show a bag blowing up, the other from Ben Thorndike, who told ABC News that pictures he took from his office window right above the blast showed a man dressed in black acting differently.
Everyone else in the photo is on the ground, bent over, holding their ears, immobile. But this one individual is exactly the opposite. He's sprinting. His clothes were in tatters. They were melted and burned off his body. So for all I know, he was panicked and fleeing.
We're hearing a lot of that, for all I know. Shelley Murphy is the longtime crime reporter for the Boston Globe. She was the first to report yesterday that investigators had found a tiny piece of a circuit board that may have been used to trigger the bombs. She joins us now. Shelley, first of all, what do you want us to know? What's the latest you're hearing?
Well, I mean, I think this is evolving very quickly. I think that the FBI, the ATF, the Boston Police, all of the investigators involved are really poring over videos and photos of the area. They've done a very good job of putting together components, you know, remnants of these bombs, and they have a very good idea of, you know, how they were built, and now they're looking for the who and the why.
It's incredible. We are seeing photographs of huge pieces of these pressure cookers, things like the serial number, where they were made. You know, I've heard people say, well, why can't we just find out who bought two pressure cookers recently? What is the FBI trying to do, Shelley?
Well, I mean, first off, it's you know, once you know what devices were used, you can go to the manufacturer, you can try to track where they were sold. But let's face it, I mean, pressure cookers are a common, you know, utensil in many homes. So that's part of the issue here, is that many of the components used in this bomb are, these bombs are common household items. You know, a timer, batteries, you know, nails.
It's not like tracking fertilizer, which
you can do
for other bombs. Yeah,
exactly. And I think that, it's amazing how they can track individual pieces of you know, circuit boards. So maybe that will provide a break in the case. But I do think, you know, knowing how the bomb was built is one thing, but that's where the video and the photos come in. I mean, it's really important to see who was in the area and, you know, who put those black bags there.
Well, you say black bags because last night the FBI said they'd retrieved nylon from black bags. But the bag and the photograph that's being isolated from video from the local TV station is light-colored. So
what they're saying, though, is that they say they do know that both bombs were initially, the pressure cookers were put in black nylon bags or backpacks, and they have the remnants of those. So, you know, is it possible the nylon bag was then stuck inside of another bag? I mean, that photo certainly looks suspicious. But I know the information that we have at this point is that both bombs were put in black bags.
Yeah. Well, Shelley Murphy, you've covered the FBI for years. We should note, co-author of a book on a dark chapter in the history of the Boston FBI, their too close relationship with mobster Whitey Bulger. But what else are they telling you? What else are they trying to track down? And how are they feeling at being, you know, at the epicenter of this investigation?
Well, I mean, I think that the resolve is clear. I mean, you have, you know, three dead, many maimed and injured. There is, you know, resolve on the part of all agencies to find out as quickly as possible who did this. So, you know, the one thing about this Joint Terrorism Task Force, it works very efficiently. There's input from, you know, many agencies. There's a lot of intelligence sharing. And they, right now, this is the primary, you know, crime that everyone here is focusing on. So,
well, outside of the city as well. And just in the few seconds we have, people have given them video, photograph. We just heard of the video shot by the office worker. Maybe someone who just is running out of the area because they can get away from the explosion. But is there a room where they're sitting down and laying this all out, just briefly?
Well, I mean, we had been hearing, you know, yesterday we had reported that some of the evidence was being laid out at the Heinz, you know, convention Detention Center. We're also hearing maybe at a separate location. You know, they were saying that the bomb components are all being analyzed down at Quantico there in the, you know, at the FBI lab. So, but you can bet that there is a lot of coordination here. I mean, because that's really important, obviously.
Yeah. Shelley Murphy, reporter for the Boston Globe, and as we said, co-author of Whitey Bulger, America's Most Wanted Gangster and the Manhunt That Brought Him to Justice. She continues her good work on this recent case. Shelley, thanks.
Thank you, Robin.